Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. Whoa, yeah. Here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. My name is Luke and this is my thing. Where have I been? What have I been up to? The last episode, the last challenge we did, me and my friend Matt Clark, we wrote a 15,000 word book which would act as an episode one, a first episode of a 6-part series. And we did that, and then I decided to straight away, after finishing that one, jump into the second episode. And then I just sort of carried on, and I've just finished the third episode. So now I'm 45,000 words in, which is the biggest thing I've ever written. And I'm halfway there now, so I'm just going to sort of, tomorrow morning, I'm going to start on episode 4. And then I'm just going to do 5 and 6. And I think, when I think about, so this, all in all, this is going to be 90,000 words. Like that, when I think about that, it's daunting to the point of paralysis. Like 90,000 words to me, because I've only ever really done shorter works. I think the longest one is about 8,000 words or something. So 90,000 words is, you know, it's a huge project. And the fact that I've chunked it out into these 15,000 word episodes has really helped me, because each episode is like an hour long TV episode, and structuring it in that way, in these like I know what can happen in 15,000 words, and I don't know, it's hard to explain, but I know what can happen in 15,000 words. I don't know what can happen in 90,000 words. 90,000 words just seems too big. But I've chunked it out, and it's a lot easier to comprehend and less daunting. And maybe you should do it for something you want to do. I guess the lesson there is that it is brick by brick. I remember that Will Smith quote where he goes on about how his dad wanted him to build a wall. And to them, they thought they could never build a wall. It just seemed too big to them, just too much work to do. And and the dad said, you don't start out saying you're going to build a wall, you say you're going to lay a brick as best as you can lay a brick, and you do that every day, and eventually after a short while you have a wall. So that's what I'm doing. I'm building a wall building a wall around myself. So I've realized how important momentum is. So I set out to write 15,000 words. And because I developed a bit of a routine, and I was excited about the first 15,000 words, I just jumped into the second lot straight away without thinking about it. And I was so excited and pepped up from that one, and I got into the rhythm even more. I solidified the routine of it all. I just jumped into episode 3. And I figure the longer I do this, the more of a routine it's going to be. So at the minute, another lesson I've learned is that you should get up super early. So I'm getting up at 4:30 every morning, which seems ridiculous to me. I've always been an early riser, but this seems ridiculous, 4:30. And it gives me like 2.5 hours or something of work before I can go to the day job. So what I do, I get up, I go on to 750words.com, which I mentioned in the last podcast. I start brainstorming with myself, start familiarizing myself with a story, working out exactly what I'm going to write on that day. And then I open Scrivener, set my timer going, and just crank out the word count, as many words as I can. The most words, most days is about 1,500, 2,000 words. But on one day, the longest, the most words I cranked out in a single day was 3,500, which to me is pretty good. I don't know. To some people, it's not going to be nothing. But I think it's just showing, it proves to me that you can write faster and you can also accelerate. So you can start off slow when you're not sure exactly what it is you're writing. So you might write about 500 words a day or something like that. But as you start to get into the flow of it, you can accelerate. Start ramping up to 750 words a day, 1,000 words a day, 1,250. So, it just takes there. It's practice. You'll get there. And hopefully I'll get there as well. I want to be on like 5,000 words a day or something at some point. Another thing I noticed, another lesson I learned is a lesson in resistance. If you've not read The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, then if you're trying to make something and create something, then I highly advise you to go read The War of Art. I've read it a few times. I'm listening to the audiobook again, and his basic idea is this idea of the resistance. And every time you sit down to write, every time you sort of procrastinate by going on the internet, or every time you go out drinking instead of actually sitting down to do the work, that's the resistance, and you're sort of giving into the resistance there. And what the resistance tends to be down to is it's more of a fear-based thing than anything. So for me, when I finished episode 2 and I was going into episode 3, I really found it hard to sit down on that first day. I mean, I was in the momentum. I was up at the right time. I was trying to brainstorm, but I found it really hard to focus on what I had to do. And it was because I was scared. I wasn't scared of like being attacked or something like that. I was scared that I didn't know what I was going to write. So with each episode, it's getting more complicated. The characters are getting more complex, and the plot's thickening. And when I got to episode 3, I was really scared that I wasn't going to know how to proceed with the story. And then you sort of have to ask yourself, is this a true fear, or is it just resistance? And even if it is like a true fear, you're not sure what you're going to do, work it out. Sit down at the desk, open up your text, edit, document, or whatever, and work the flipping thing out. So now I've just finished episode 3. I was feeling that like pang of resistance sort of in the back of my mind, just all day sort of in the back of my mind, and just now I've just sat down, I've just sort of wrote out the beats of what I thought could happen in this episode, and I've not figured the whole thing out, but I have figured a large chunk of the story out in episode 4, and now I'm super excited to sit down and write that tomorrow morning. So I don't know, it's a constant effort. Every day you're fighting the resistance. Another short episode today. In all honesty, I'm so focused on this story. I'm so inside of it right now that the podcast has taken a little bit of a back seat. But that's just because this is what I want to do. You know, I want to write this story right now, and I'll report on it every now and again. But there will be more 7-day story challenges soon. Also, Keith, the short film, will be playing at the Reading and Leeds music festivals, which is quite cool. You know, I went to the Leeds festival once. I saw the Kings of Leon and some bands and stuff, and you know, it's nice to know that Keith is going to be one of those things this year. And also, we're looking at doing a feature length of Keith. We're looking at funding that, but also, me and the composer Tom were talking about the fact that we might do some sort of sequel for it, so like another sort of satirical desktop short film, Just because we've got more stories like that to tell, and I've got one in particular that I've wanted to tell for quite a while, sort of like a social media one. So Keith is like, is basically about outsourcing your life, and it's just like a satire on that, basically. Whereas this other one I'm thinking of is a satire on social media and Twitter and memes or memes. I don't know. But I'll be in touch. Don't worry. Please email me, lukeofcondor@me.com. That's Condor with a K. Or tweet at me, or Google me, or go grab a book from Amazon.com. Type my name into the search bar, and I'll be there. I'll be there waiting. Don't worry, I'll see you. I'll meet you there. Yeah, we'll shake hands. All right, cheers. Speak to you soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.